Once upon a time, there was a young teen who had an empty circle in their chest. The circle made the young teen very sad because they had nothing to fill it with. One day, they went out in search of answers. Why did they have an empty circle and what to do with it? After walking for a day, the young teen saw a squirrel with a circle in their chest, but it was full. The teen slowly walked up to the squirrel and said, "Excuse me, Mr. Squirrel, may I ask how you fill the circle in your chest?" The animal stopped what it was doing and examined the teen.
"You may, and the answer is quite simple. I spend my day gathering nuts and seeds, and I love being this active. If you want to fill your circle, you must find activities that you like to do."
The teen thought for a moment and said,
"I do have activities that I like, but they never fill the entire circle."
Mr. Squirrel just giggled to the answer and replied,
"Not everyone is as lucky as me, I guess, and don't find fulfillment by only one thing. Maybe you just need other things to fill the circle with as well. Continue your search, my child, and maybe others can help you further than I."
With a nod and a smile, the teen thanked the squirrel and asked for some food and shelter for the night, as they had walked a long way and needed rest before they continued their journey. After spending the night at the squirrel's guest, the teen was ready to move on. Luckily, they got some food for their journey from the squirrel and started walking. They had learned a lot, and the circle was a little fuller than it was before. But they were still sad there was so much more space they had to fill. After half a day's walk, the teen sat down to eat by the water. When they were done and stood up, they noticed a beaver gnawing on a tree. Upon closer inspection, they noticed that they too had a full circle, just like the squirrel.
"Excuse me, Mrs. Beaver. May I ask how you fill the circle in your chest?"
The beaver turned around and examined the teen.
"You may, and the answer is quite simple. I spend my day cutting down trees and making my home better. I love being creative and make everything look nice. If you want to fill your circle, you must find something creative to make."
The teen thought for a moment and said,
"Being creative can be so hard, and it never fills the entire circle."
Miss Beaver just giggled to the answer and replied,
"Not everyone is as lucky as me, I guess, and don't find fulfillment by only one thing. Don't force yourself to be creative. Just let it flow naturally, and you'll get there. Maybe you just need other things to fill the circle with as well. Continue your search, my child, and maybe others can help you further than I."
They talked some more, and after some time, the teen continued their journey. This was taking a lot longer than the teen had thought. Why was it so hard for them to fill their circle? Others seem to have such an easy time doing so. It is true that after talking to Mr. Squirrel and Mrs. Beaver, the circle was being filled. They just didn't understand why it wasn't full now. The emptiness in the circle seemed to grow a little at the thought, so the teen pushed it out of their mind and continued walking. The day was slowly becoming night, and the teen searched for somewhere to sleep. Then the teen saw it, a barn sitting in the middle of a field. Outside of the barn stood a cow, and they too seemed to have a full circle in their chest.
"Excuse me, Mrs. Cow. May I ask how you fill the circle in your chest?"
The cow looked down and examined the teen.
"You may, and the answer is quite simple. I spend my day sharing my milk with others and taking care of my young. Being able to help is what makes my circle full. You too can be helpful by doing little things for others, but remember to take care of yourself."
The teen thought for a moment and said,
"I do help others, but it doesn't feel like I get anything back. and it doesn't fill my circle that much.
The cow just smiled at the teen and gave them a hug.
Not everyone is as lucky as me, and it does take some work. It takes time to fill the circle, and it doesn't need to be full. Just remember the feelings and memories you have making yourself and others smile. Rest here for the night and relax. Things like this take time, and there's no need to rush.
After a good night's sleep and some advice from Mrs. Cow, the teen continued on. They thought about the things the cow had said. My circle do feel lighter and more full when filled with activities, creativity, feelings, and memories of good times. But why was there still space left? I need more answers. This can't be all there is. So the teen continued on, wanting to see what else they could see. It was close to midday when they stopped to eat some food, and they were startled by a raven landing on the tree next to them.
Hello there, little teen. May I ask why your circle isn't full?
The teen had never gotten that question before, but tried their best to answer.
I'm searching for things to fill my circle with, so I don't know the answers you seek.
The raven cocked his head to the left and said,
But your circle is nearly full. Are you sure you just didn't drop a piece? I've seen many circles, both empty and full, and it always amazes me. Everyone has different things to fill it with. Some like adventure, some like knowledge. Some search all their lives, and some don't try at all. I admire those like you who seek answers, but don't get lost on your journey. You're allowed to want more, but remember to be thankful for what you already have.
The teen and the raven talked the day and night away, learning what the bird knew and saying what they've learned. After all this, they felt more content. Their circle was not full, but it wasn't so bad. At least there were other people like themselves, and that they were not alone. They also learned that some colored their circle to fit in with the crowd. The most important thing was just being themselves, and they were okay with that.